Welcome to another fantastically cool edition of Cybersecurity Matters. I'm your co-host, Dominic Vogel. I'm doing everything I can not to grip the table here with excitement because I'm super excited for this episode. Joining me, as always, is my equally excitable, I can just tell by his face right now, is Christian Redshaw. Christian, yes. How are you on the excitement scale today?
I think you nailed it. I'm equally excited. I just don't show it in the same way that you do. Maybe I'm more of an introvert.
You're just very good at... I'm hiding my true feelings. He's an excellent poker player, by the way. Who is our guest today?
Our guest is Joy McAdams, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. So I'm looking forward to hearing her accent. But she actually helps medical practices, private medical practices, to record videos and bring themselves online and grow their business and build relationships.
Yeah, I think this will be a fantastic conversation. Joy is a LinkedIn influencer, so I think she's joining the great guests that we've had before, like Heather Monahan, Mark Metry, in terms of great LinkedIn influencers. So it should be a fairly fascinating conversation. But I'll take a pause here and we'll bring Joy in, and we'll be joined by her momentarily.
Joy, welcome to Cybersecurity Matters. It's great to have you on the show today.
Oh, it's so good to be here. It's so good to just take the time to get to know both of you and just to chat.
Well, we both really appreciate it, Joy, and I know you and I have been connected on LinkedIn for a while, and I always really appreciate the awesome content that you always post daily, you know, whether it be inspirational or just even from a business perspective, things to make people think. So we definitely see you as a great thought leader. And one of the first questions that I love to ask, just for our viewers and audience, is for you to share a bit about your personal narrative, sort of what's brought you to where you are today. And second part of that is to talk more about the growth mindset, which I know you're a big fan of, a big proponent of.
Sure. Well, I'm so glad it resonates with you. And I think that's the most humbling thing is from time to time when, you know, I get those messages of how maybe something I said or did inspired somebody to take action. And that's truly, you know, what influencing is about. It's about giving and causing people to change their behavior because of something you've said or done or inspired them. And that change in behavior is actually, you know, that's the influence. And that's what it's truly all about. And it's been quite a journey on LinkedIn. It's been quite a fun journey. It's been a big growth journey for me as well. And, you know, I've just learned it's all about being authentic and being real and, you know, letting people know the struggles that you have, because chances are there's so many people out there that are facing the same thing or need the same little push that you do. And that's basically where most of my content comes from. It's just, you know, whatever I'm facing that day, you know, whatever I'm struggling with, or maybe something that's inspired me. And I like to turn around and share that with other people. That, you know, that's kind of where it all comes from. But yeah, I mean, growth always comes from struggle. And I think we all can relate to that. And that's when you know you have a growth mindset, is when you look at struggle as an opportunity to grow. And that's why I'm always stressing growth mindset, because if we can look at life with that perspective, then we're going to take every challenge we face and turn it into an opportunity to become better. And it changes your attitude and it changes the way you affect those around you as well.
I love that approach and that mentality. And, you know, speaking about LinkedIn, especially during this time of COVID, mm-hmm. you know, we've seen a lot more activity in terms of trying to develop relationships and on the platform. How important is it for organizations and businesses to really make sure that even during this time, if sales are down, to still invest in their brand and in leveraging platforms, maybe like LinkedIn or other social media, again, just to make sure that that authentic message that you're saying there comes through. You know, we see a lot, some organizations just not doing anything, but we see a lot of other organizations really taking the time to double down on their brand and make it relatable to people. What are your thoughts on in terms of that during the COVID phase?
No, this is definitely the time more than ever, because, you know, people are on social media more. They are looking to social media for that inspiration, for that help, for that reassurance. You know, so many people still are somewhat, you know, quarantined or not going out as much. And, you know, anything that we can do to show them that we're there for them, to bring a smile to their face, to remind them that this is a team effort, that, you know, there's no new normal. This is the normal. It's a crazy normal now. And, you know, and we're all facing a crazy normal. And how are we maneuvering it? You know, sharing what our struggles are. I know I just traveled over the weekend, and it was my first time flying on a flight and going around. And it was just, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what it was going to be like, but it was actually a really good experience. You know, I kind of felt like everybody was looking out for each other. I felt like things were, you know, so much cleaner. I felt like, you know, they were going up above and beyond to make sure we were safe and without trying to inconvenience us too much. And it was actually, I think, a great, great experience. So yeah, as a company, I think it's so important not to wear out those phrases that are getting run into the ground, you know, because we're tired of hearing better together, you know, we're all in this together. Like, we're tired of all that.
Yeah, that's hollow.
Show us how, you know, like show us how. How are we better together? How are you lightening the mood for me right now? How are you showing me, you know, whether it's you're extending payments or you're giving me, you know, new opportunities or you're providing a cleaner environment for me? Like, show me how we're all in this together, and you know, show us the struggle that you're going through and how you're taking care of your employees, and like, show us that we're together. And I think those types of messages, along with the storytelling, is definitely where, you know, companies need to be right now during this time.
Absolutely.
So Joy, let's get into what you actually do for your career, for your business. I'm really curious to know. You help medical practices and practitioners to build relationships and do visual storytelling and, you know, bring them online more and maybe let themselves be known. Can you kind of walk us through what you walk them through?
Sure, absolutely. So we all know that the medical community, you know, there's a lot of room for disruption. There's a lot of room for help. At the end of the day, they're a business, and so many times they're too busy, you know, seeing patients and taking care of patients to put the attention needed and the creativity needed into the business side of their practice. At the end of the day, it's a business as well. They're in the business of helping people. And so I've found several different ways, being passionate about healthcare, to help them disrupt the, you know, help them disrupt healthcare so that they can provide a better service. I'm really passionate about private practices because I believe, you know, just like the entrepreneurial is more passionate about their business because it's theirs, in the same way, a private practice is more passionate about their patients and the care and taking more time with them than maybe perhaps the big corporate hospital type system practices. So there's a big difference there. We need both for a healthy ecosystem, but my passion has been to help these private practices survive. So it would be like in the business world, trying to help the smaller business owner, you know, do well and survive, and how can they compete and not have to get bought out to make it financially. So where I go in is I go in and I help them connect. I help them build the relationships they need. I mostly work with specialty groups like gastro, allergy, brain and spine, dermatology, like anybody who needs referrals from the primary care, from the pediatrician. So I help them get out there and connect with their direct referral sources. Because a lot of times, sometimes their first tendency might be, how do we reach our patients? Where in essence, those patients are coming directly from a primary care provider who's going to like write the referral for them. So many times when I go into these practices and they call me when they're struggling, I ask them, you know, I say, when's the last time you had lunch, or send a thank you basket, or, you know, something to these physicians who are sending you all these referrals. And 9 times out of 10, I can take their top referring person and they're like, oh, we've never even met them in person. And I'm like, what? You know, that's business 101, right? That's business 101. It's all about relationships. So we get out there. I have reps that, you know, I've trained to get out in the field and to start canvassing, taking them all the goodies, you know, the pens, the Germex now, anything and everything. And then setting up strategic lunches to connect one of our physicians with their physicians. Because one thing, once they meet and it's face-to-face, they exchange cell phone numbers, then of course, the next time they're in a consult and they think that person has allergy, they're going to write to that doctor that they just had lunch with, right? That they know that they have their cell phone number. They're going to send directly to them. And that's the way we're able to, you know, fairly quickly grow practices, increase their referrals, And then what usually happens is they end up adding more location, which actually, brings in a lot more revenue. The more locations you have, the more physicians you add. And it's a no-brainer. I mean, it's not rocket science. I've just come up with a system to help them, connect and grow their practices. On top of that, of course, I help with their social media and telling the story of their physicians, telling the story of their practice. Right now I just did a video on all the safety measures for one of my practices so that a patient will be able to look on Facebook and know what to expect now when they come into the practice, from the screening at the door to the front desk to how all the rooms are being wiped down. So they kind of can already walk through that process and know what to expect when they get there. So it's just kind of, creating and knocking down that stigma of I'm going to this doctor and I have no idea what they even look like. I just saw their name on a card, right? So now these patients are like, oh, I already know that doctor. I feel like I know him. I've seen him do videos. I've seen him tell about his family. So just kind of breaking down and building those relationships. And then also with that, I work with the Georgia Drug Card, which is a free prescription assistance program. Here in the U.S., the cost of prescriptions is out of control. A lot of people, even if they have insurance, they have a high deductible, which means that they're paying out of pocket until they meet that. So right. This program they can use, along the way there and save right off the bat, on their prescriptions. And it's an incredible program that also helps Children's Miracle Network hospitals. So that all in itself is helping just disrupt, all aspects of healthcare. Hmm. So that's what I do in a nutshell. I do more than just my Fitness Friday videos on Friday. Really running around the medical community.
That's amazing, and I'm curious with the physicians that that you work with, are they skeptical about needing to do this? Are they at a spot where they're like, we're struggling to grow? What do we do? Are they surprised that they've been focused so much? It's that old saying, which if you're working in your business too much, then you can't work on your business. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to sort of some of the experiences that you've had with them.
Sure. So. It's great. And I actually selfishly feed off of it because I never have to go after anybody. Usually word just spreads and it's like, here's this, we know this person, we know she's doing a great job. And obviously a physician calling another physician and saying, hey, this person can help you and their team, that's where I get my referrals. So by the time they call me, they're already ready to use me. They're already struggling. And I kind of feed off of that struggle, right? Because you all know that when you're first starting something or when you're in the conflict, when you're in the struggle, that's when you step up the most, that's when you dig the deepest. I kind of feed off of that struggle energy, which is what we all need. Because when we're comfortable, it's actually the worst place to be. And I feed off of their struggle. It helps rejuvenate me and put me back in a place of struggle for them. And then we go out there super passionate, right? Because all of a sudden now they're willing to take the time. They're willing to slip away during lunch. They're willing to get out there and meet other people. Like they're hungry again. And they're really paying attention to the kind of care they're giving their patients. And because they're wanting to recoup. And it's like the best place to have them when you have somebody hungry like that again. And every time when you have that, no doubt, it's only a matter of months before they regain the patient volume, and then we're looking to open a new location because we see where there's needs in other cities. And they typically grow 2 to 3 locations within about 2 to 3 years once I take them on.
That's interesting. And so geographically, do you work mainly with physicians in the southeast of the U.S. or throughout the U.S.?
It's a model that I can scale nationwide. I was starting to do a lot in South Florida before COVID hit, but I can scale it anywhere because pretty much I go in and I set up the strategy and then I hire a rep in the area to actually man it day by day. But yeah, for the most part, it's spread here throughout. Georgia is where I have most of my accounts. It's the Metro Atlanta area is quite large, and yeah. These practices. These practices have 10 to 12 locations, so they're spread out, all over the state. Wow. I have my hands full right now, but it's scalable, and that's what I'm working on is continuing to scale it.
Joy, awesome. Do you have a way that you deliver your services virtually, or does it have to be that you go physically in person?
Well, and that's been the challenge, right? Because once COVID hit and we were shut down, now the challenge, and to be really transparent, I took on a new client who it's been a struggle because, you know, initially I want to get right out there, get the lunch, get in front, like, you know, like make all those connections. And we were trying to do that virtually, and it's taken a little while. It's not moving quite as quickly as, you know, because doing a virtual lunch isn't quite the same, but we're finding ways around it. I've just been disappointed in the speed at which we've seen success, but they understand that, you know, and, you know, we're trying to still find a way to get in there and connect virtually as well.
One of the things which of all the amazing things that you do, I find absolutely amazing is that, I know this is on your LinkedIn profile, that you're a mother of 5 children, and I'm a father of 2, and I've aged terribly over the course of their life. What type of skills did you learn and apply that to the rest of life and maybe business as well as being a mother of 5 children?
I think anybody who has kids, there's so much to learn every day. Being a mom with that many kids, I think it helped train me for, like, for instance, the type of business I have multiple clients, right? So I have multiple people pulling me in different directions, but I'm fully prepared for that because that's how my life is 24/7. The minute I walk in the door, it's the same thing, right? Like, it's someone needs this. Like, for instance, I was just touring with my senior in Colorado. I flew in, the younger ones were hounding me about what our next pets are going to be. And then now this weekend we're moving our next oldest into college. We're taking her to college and moving her. And so, you know, it's just being ready to go with the flow and have a lot of different things come at you and still stay sane. So ask me on the day, sometimes it's a little too much, and that might be why I'm so into fitness, because it's definitely my relief and my release and my rejuvenation and my time. And that's the thing I tell my kids. I'm like, when I'm running, do not text me, because I will go for a run and that's my one chance to get away, and they will be blowing up my phone. And I'm just like, look, that's my time. I'm very far away. Let me stay far away unless it's an emergency. But yeah, it fully prepares you. It fully prepares you to be flexible and to go with the flow and to always expect the unexpected. As you know, having kids, you never know. You're always on borrowed time.
Never a dull moment.
Oh, you never, like, even just like yesterday, I have my one son going into 9th grade. He's been trying forever to get contacts, but he could never, like, let them leave with them because he could never figure out putting them in before he left. And finally yesterday, he was like, that's it. I'm starting high school. I have to make it happen. And the mask thing, you know, because that's a challenge wearing the glasses and the mask. And he's like, that's it. I'm going to make it happen. I had no idea that we were going to be at this appointment for only almost two hours yesterday, because he was determined he wasn't leaving until, you know, he figured it out. And I was like, I've got to go, you know, I wasn't expecting a 2-hour appointment, but he figured it out somewhat, and we were able to leave with contact. So it's a big deal for him. But that's just an example, you know, like, you never know what your day is going to hold. I fully wasn't expecting 2 hours being at the doctor's office.
You got to be adaptable. And you know, there's an interesting point that you brought up there as well about, I think it's so important for people in business and entrepreneurs, those people who just immerse themselves in their work and don't take a breath of fresh air for anything else. And you mentioned how, you know, you train as an Ironman and a triathlete. How important is it for people to have time, you know, in terms of self-care, whether that be, again, exercise or other activities? How important is it that people don't get caught up in that hustle culture of trying to just, you know, work till you drop kind of thing?
Right. And that's the biggest takeaway on the platform for me that I like to put out there is life is about having a healthy collaboration, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you can seek to be rich, but I want everybody to seek to be wealthy. And wealth, I think, is having it all. It's having that healthy collaboration where you are putting in the time when the kids are little so that you're not trying to all of a sudden form a relationship with them when they're 14, 15, 16, because it's too late by then, right? You're going to have so many more problems by that time if you don't put in the imaginary, you know, zoo hunts and everything when they're little, when you think you can push them aside. Those are the most crucial times of forming the relationship. And those are what, like make life so much easier. I thoroughly have loved having, we have one that's married as well, but I've loved my adult kids in the teenage years, and the years that most people see as nightmares have been just the best for me, because I did put in that time when they were little. And it might have meant that, you know, professionally I was moving a little bit slower during those times, But now that I have more time to myself and I can grow, I'm having it all. I'm starting to experience all of the growth. And the same thing with your health. You can't just let your health be pushed to the side while you're you know, grinding and building a business, because you're going to get to that point where you can't even enjoy the success because you're going to be in bad health and you're going to be in the hospital and you're going to be on all these medications. And then what was the point, right? Yeah. Like it might mean that's not a race. Like, let's try to finish with it all, no matter how long it takes us to get there. I just want to get to the finish line surrounded with good health, my family, and, you know, and the riches as well. Like, that's wealth to me. That's everything. Yep. And that's where you're going to be the most satisfied and the most healthy. And so, yeah, health and fitness is a huge part of that. It's what gives you that grit mindset, you know, and my journey last year started because I needed more focus. And I went back to an old picture of me as a little girl running this race. And I was like, look how focused she was. She's four and she's so focused. I was like, I've never done a full marathon. I've always, you know, kept fitness a priority, but I'd never pushed myself. And I committed to a marathon, which that journey and mindset to do that just kept growing. And before I knew it, I was like training and finished the year with a full Ironman, which I thought those people were crazy. Like, who does those things, you know? Like, but it was just a reminder all the way of like, it's just one step, right? Like, one step leads to the next step. And now all of a sudden you're way up here and you're like, how did I get up here? It was one step at a time, right? And it really opened up a whole new world. And my business grew alongside it, which is so, I think, so telling to everybody is if you want to continue to grow professionally, if you grow yourself physically, like you can't help but grow professionally because your mindset changes. So much more confidence comes too. It's just amazing. It's been a great
Joy. Are you training for anything specific right now? Is there an upcoming event that you're specifically looking forward to? Or
yes, I'm hoping they've all been, you know, they keep getting canceled. Yeah. But I'm training like they're still here. I did a virtual half Ironman to raise money for the Crimson Colitis Foundation, yeah, just to kind of, you know, give me a little something in the now to be training for. But my two races that I'm looking to do, one's in August, and that's the half Ironman in Augusta, which is so, talk about hot. Oh my God, it's so hot. And then after that in November is the full Ironman in Cozumel. So far, both of those races are on still, and I am just like praying that they don't get canceled because I really, really want to do it and need to do it. And in my mind, they're on because that's my training, you know, goals. So
that's pretty inspiring. I did something called the Tough Mudder
many
years ago when it first started. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I'll do it again though. I think I had that experience. I feel good and I'm moving on to different things.
But it's, I never thought, you know, because I had to learn how to swim. I knew how to swim, like playing in the pool, but I had never swam like competition or like strokes or anything. Yeah. So that was my biggest learning curve was learning to swim, you know, because you got to swim in the ocean and that's a whole nother level. So. It was a lot. It was scary. It was very intimidating.
Well, good for you for pushing through that. And I think on that note, we're going to need to wrap the episode up because we are out of time. But thank you so much, Joy, for joining us and sharing your wisdom and your story with us. It's been a real blessing for us.
Thank you. It was definitely a privilege. You guys have a great rest of the day.
You as well, Joy. Thank you for sharing your awesomeness. We appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
And Dominic and I will be right back to wrap things up.
Well, that conversation definitely didn't disappoint. That was there's so many layers to Joy. You know, she could speak on so many different subjects. One of the key takeaways, I think, from me was just how she embraces that whole growth mindset, not just in business, but for life in general. You know, so many great life lessons that she shared with us about being able to make sure by being at your best, whether that be focusing on your family and focusing on your well-being as well, how you can just be absolutely incredible in all things in your life. So I think that was very inspirational and just some awesomely cool things that Joy talked about. What were some of your mm-hmm. takeaways?
Yeah, I completely resonated with her idea of the work-life balance, and she also puts health in there as well. So health and family, she obviously lives that out and preaches that message. Her life speaks that message. I think another thing that stood out to me too is what she actually does for these medical practices, because there's so much disruption that's needed. There's such so much opportunity for improvement in those fields. Medical practitioners are not necessarily looking to do things beyond their actual training, so they need her help. So I think she is, you know, God's gift to a private medical practice. It's what it seems like to me.
Absolutely, and I can safely say neither you or I will be doing an Ironman race anytime soon.
100% not.
That was, like I said, awesome conversation. And as always, I want to thank our viewers and listeners for taking time out of their crazy busy days to spend with Christian and I. We always truly appreciate your time. Please do make sure to check out the Conversations That Matter YouTube page. Look at all the awesome previous episodes of the Cybersecurity Matters podcast. Be sure to check out other podcasts under the Conversations That Matter family umbrella as well. But until next time, be well, be safe, and we'll catch you next Wednesday on another awesome edition of Cybersecurity Matters.